Can you talk a little bit about the Western Kentucky Pride Festival, your role in the festival, and how it came to be?
So Western Kentucky Pride Festival is going to be August 24th and 25th at the historic riverfront in Paducah. It's a collaborative effort. We came together with several people that just really wanted this, and we all came together and we started talking about it. And I grew up on the West Coast where there's a lot of Pride festivals and everything, and so I really wanted that culture here because it's a sense of community and it's a great thing to have. And originally we were planning for Noble Park, and the support and the outreach that we received was just so great that when we went to the city with it, they were like, well, you guys wouldn't fit at the park anyway. So they recommended that we move it to the riverfront. And so ever since then, I'm the director, and I have a great team of committee chairs that run so many things. We have a great sponsorship department, outreach department. It's been a great movement.
Can you talk a little bit about that collaboration? Who is collaborating, and what will the festival look like on August 24th and 25th?
The group effort has been we have Out Paducah, we have ourselves, which we all met at a church. And so from Life Point Fellowship, we started our little group. And then we have Out Paducah, like I said. We have Cinema Sisters. The leaders of Cinema Sisters are helping us. The ladies that own the River Rose Lounge here in town, they're helping us. Like, we all came together with that. And so the 24th and 25th, the 24th is going to be all entertainment. We have musicians, we have drag performers, we have belly dancers, fire eaters, a bed of nails act. It's going to be an entertainment-packed celebration. And we have vendors from all over Western Kentucky, food vendors, arts and crafts vendors. McCracken County Library is doing a craft thing for the children. We're going to have cornhole and bubbles and just activities for everyone. There will be a beer garden there for the adults. But it won't be part of, like, it's its own area, not in just mixed throughout. And then Sunday is going to be speakers. We have representatives coming from all different faiths. We have a Christian speaker. We have the free thinkers. We have atheists. We have the Pagan Alliance. So they all get time to speak and kind of talk about what Pride means to them. And there's also the vendors that day as well. And then it's just a wind down after that. And then there'll be a little brunch, and then we start planning for next year.
What do you want people who come to the festival to take away from their experience?
We want people to come and enjoy the diversity of Western Kentucky. We want people to be able to come, whether they're part of the LGBTQ community or not. We want them to be able to come and realize that we're all like-minded. We're all citizens of Western Kentucky or visitors of Western Kentucky. And we want everybody to just have a sense of community and have fun and enjoy themselves and maybe lift some stigma and stereotypes that have been present, kind of let those fade away and realize what is really out there.
Have you received any pushback or resistance to the event?
We haven't reached any resistance from, like, the planning stages. Like, what I mean from there is, like, the city has been very cooperative. Local organizations have been really cooperative. Local businesses have been very cooperative. You know, on Facebook posts or social media trolls. Our sponsors received a letter anonymously. It wasn't signed or anything, saying they were going to petition the city commission to have us move indoors. But other than that, we have really received no hate, no real backlash. Like, it's been actually very loving and very accepting.
What are your thoughts on Paducah's fairness ordinance?
I think it's a great thing that we have in the city of Paducah, that we can have the fairness ordinance. I think that it's sad that in 2019 that we have to have a law at the local level to protect that. I think that that should be a national, if not state level thing where we should be protected. But I think it's great that Paducah has that. And I hope that with Western Kentucky Pride and some other endeavors that are launching after Western Kentucky Pride, we have the Paducah LGBT Welcome Center that will be opening in September. And we're hoping that through this, we can maybe the other local cities, Murray, Mayfield, even going down into Benton, you know, maybe other cities will follow suit and maybe the state will catch wind and maybe they'll pass a law statewide to protect the LGBTQ plus citizens. But I think that the Paducah ordinance is a great thing.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the Welcome Center?
What we are doing is we are working with other similar centers that are across the country in developing a LGBT Welcome Center. It's going to be called the Paducah LGBT Welcome Center because it's going to be located in Paducah. However, it will be for all of Western Kentucky. For tourists and citizens alike, they can come down there. Businesses that support the LGBT community can join as a member of the Welcome Center. And so that we can give that information out and let people know that, you know, these businesses are the businesses that support us. These are the businesses that are accepting and understanding, and they're there for us. And we'll have merchandise from local nonprofits, and an on-site grant writer that can help LGBT people found a business, or current businesses maybe expand their business or get advertising or the like, and we can all work together. And so it just furthers the sense of community.
The organizers of the recent Pride March in Murray remarked on the turnout and the support. Were you at the recent Pride March? And if so, what were your thoughts on that event?
Yes, there was a couple of us that went just to show solidarity and support, because it's amazing. Any kind of movement that shows equality and inclusivity is an amazing movement. And as a community, we have to band together and we have to stay together. And I think that the reason so many people, like even us, we have been astounded by the amount of support and how many people are saying they're going. And I think it's because our area is ready. Our area is ready to be inclusive and loving and equality for all. And they're just ready. They're ready to be on that same level as 90% of the country, you know, and they have a hunger for it. And so by the Pride March in Murray and Western Kentucky Pride Festival and other events throughout the state, it's showing that it's just going to get so much larger and so much greater.
One of the organizers of the march said that she wanted young people to see it and the support, and how she would have been grateful to see something like that in her youth. Can you speak to that and your message to young people regarding the festival?
I think it's amazing. I'm in my 30s, and I remember when I was a kid, you didn't really see any LGBT representation unless they were the comedic relief on TV or, you know, something of that nature. It was never a serious discussion. And I was just saying at the 4th of July celebration here in Paducah downtown, we saw so many LGBT couples, young couples, like we're talking high school and college, just walking around holding hands and enjoying who they are. And I think that's amazing. And that's what we want from Pride Festival. We want everyone to be able to come. And that's why we've made it family friendly. We have family events. We have family activities, because that's what we want. We want people to know, these kids to know, that it's okay to be you. It's okay to be true to yourself. And you don't have to be ashamed of who you are. You don't have to hide who you are. And you can just celebrate who you are. And that's what I want from this festival. And that's what I know a lot of my co-directors want. We just want everyone to know they are loved and they can be who they are.
Can you tell us about a special event coming up and some of the featured guests at the festival?
Totally. So August 2nd at the 1857 here in Paducah is the Out Paducah pageant. Out Paducah is putting on the pageant for Mr. and Miss Western Kentucky, who will serve as the reigning court for the Pride Festival for the year and other Pride events. So that is a ticketed event. Tickets are $10. Or contestants can enter to be Mr. and Mrs. Western Kentucky for $35. And all proceeds go to benefit Out Paducah Youth. We always have planning committee meetings, and those are always open to the public because we want public input. We want to know what people think. We do have some other events that are coming up. They're not finalized yet, so I can't really speak on those. But for the Pride, we have the Bad Hats, which is a regional band. They're great entertainers. They're going to be there headlining. And then we have Miss River City Pride, which is Tova Yurovich. She'll be here. The reigning king and queen of Southern Illinois Pride will be there, which is Blanche DuBois and Family Jewels. And we will also be the first Pride event in the greater Western Kentucky area that will be featured in the Advocate magazine, which is the largest LGBTQ publication in the country. They are going to give us a color spread to show the effort of what's going on in Western Kentucky and what we're aiming to do.
And anyone interested in learning more about the upcoming events or the festival can find that on the Western Kentucky Pride Festival Facebook page.
Yes, which is @WestKY Pride, and that's our handle for all social media.